All right, Dave. Second place tonight. But 2 weeks ago, that second place is basically like a victory. I'm sure you had a lot of work to put into that car.
Yeah, pretty close. I really got to thank my crew and all my sponsors for helping getting this car back together. I want to thank Joey at Hawk Fabrication for taking care of the chassis and getting that right back to where it was and getting me all the parts I needed to really put the thing back together. So without him, without my team, and all my sponsors coming together and really helping out, stepping up, it allowed us to be able to get the car back and not only get it back, but have a good run tonight. So could have been a little bit better, but we'll definitely take it.
Does it feel as good as it was before the wreck?
Yeah. We're right back to the point where we're fine-tuning in and, you know, just trying to figure out what the car wants for the future. We're close, and tonight I think we're a little bit off and we still had a good run. So hopefully we can come back and another 2 weeks, the next race, and fine-tune on it a little bit more and go the other direction.
Took the lead at the drop of the green, and were you surprised that Joe came back and got you?
Joe totally surprised me. I have no idea where he came from. Once I didn't think his car was all that good, and once I got ahead of him, I was like, well, you know, it should be kind of clear sailing, you know, see what happens behind me. I'll just keep an eye on the leaderboard. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here's Joe, and I was like, oh, my God. And I gave him room going into one, hopefully to wash up. He washed up a little bit, but came right back down the track quick enough, and he must have just had a great run, and I had a not-so-great run right at the same time, and sometimes that's what happens. That's how you get passed.
And then you were trying to get by him, and that's when Otto caught you. And do you think he caught you at the point where you're trying to get around Joe, or do you think he just kind of snuck up and blew right by you?
He definitely had a better car, faster car. I got to give him that. But with that being said, he ran me into the wall twice and just about stuffed me in the wall twice, which didn't make me happy in the least bit. You know, you have that good of a car, you should be able to take your time and be able to go through traffic. I mean, everybody's their own driver, but pulling some of that dirty stuff, you know, I'm not happy with that.
Where do you go from here?
Work on the car, make it faster for 2 weeks.
Who'd you like to thank?
Especially Sean LeBlanc. He really stepped it up the past 2 weeks, helping me in the garage pretty much every single day. Kevin Enders for taking care of the little, you know, some of the little machine and stuff and getting the motor back together. The race before that and, you know, getting our good power plant back in there and just everybody else that helps out on the car. You know, it's really a team effort and a group effort. And, you know, I think finishing up front here, you know, a couple times this year, we've had some bad luck, but definitely shows, you know, the potential of the team.